Starting the Mishnah in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the beginning of the Perek, Bame Behema Yotzo, Bamo Eina Yotzo. What does a behema, an animal, what could she go out? That means going out past it to Rishus or Rabin. Wearing what or carrying what could she go out with and with what not? There are certain things that a behema goes out with, like a bell or a beged or a saddle. So some things are mutar and some things are not. Mm-hmm. Things that are the tzorech, that the behema is watched by it, it keeps the behema watched, so that's mutar and that's called like part of, like a person wears clothes, a behema is allowed to wear. So things that are not exactly watching the behema, it's like a mouse, it's carrying. And just like a person is also to carry, so we'll soon see why a behema is also not allowed to carry. So Rashi says, a person is commanded that he should see to it that his behemoth is shovet, rests on Shabbos. Something that it watches the behemoth is like a ornament, like a tachshit, and it's the derech of the behemoth to be like that. So memel, it's not a maser. And din of shvitas behemto, we learn shvitas behemto from the posuk l'man yonuach shorcho v'chamorcho, that the behemah is supposed to be noch, supposed to rest, and if it doesn't rest, it's iser eser. There's also a lav that's called mechamer. Tosfos here mentions it. We'll see the first Tosfos. Bame behemah yotzo, the odo muzah al shvitas behemto. Person is commanded on the resting of his behema. The siv leman yonuach. Umiu lav deloisasem locha tov emtchon leke. There's another lav chutz from a essay of leman yonuach. There's also a lav of loisasem locha atov emtchon. There's a pasuk not to do a melocha you tov avtchon amosu emtchon. I mean, you and your behema shouldn't do a melocha together. That's called mechamer. Mechamer means like a donkey is walking and he's carrying something and for you, and you're guiding him. Guiding a behemoth that's carrying something is called mechamer. So here in the Mishnah he says, we're not talking about the love of lo sasa melocha, because that's only leke elo b'mechamer achar behemto, k'demuchach b'resh mishechshech. Here we're talking if a behemoth could walk out by itself without a person guiding. If the behemoth has something on its back, attach something to a behemoth, if it's allowed to walk or not, without a person's guidance, and that's called shvitas behemto, esek. And there's another thing called mechamer, when a person guides it. Our Mishnah is not talking dafka about the person guiding it. So we have here, by a behemoth that's carrying something for a person guiding, we have an esek and a los esek. Wherever there's the los esek of mechamer menela, there's also the esek of shvitas behemoth. So we have by a behema sometimes that there's an etze, and sometimes there's also a lav. And Rabbi Kivega in the Mishnah is here, right away he says that maybe he has a sofek, maybe noshim, usually we know the klal, that noshim are mechuyav in a losase. A negative commandment, that's, they'll always mechuyav. But an etze, to do something, a mitzvah is only if it's not this man grom, if it doesn't have to do with the effect of time. But if the time is what's going it, let's say mitzvah Yom Tov would have been, or Shabbos is the time of Shabbos is going, Rosh Hashanah, Shofar is only on Rosh Hashanah. So it's mitzvah sense, Shazman, Grom of the time, makes that it could be the chiyuv of the mitzvah, so that a isha is potter. So the shayla is a isha mechuyuv in Shvitas Behemto, which is an essay. So we know that in the S of Shabbos of Shavisa, it says, Zohar v'shomar, with hukshu Zohar and Shomar, just like she's mechuyev and Shomar, which is a lav, the lavim of Shabbos, so she's also mechuyev and Zohar to make Kiddush, some say it's a Doraisa. But on the S of Shavisa's Beim, which is not part of the Melochus, that's a special S by itself, Leman Yonuach, so the question is a Isha mechuyev or not? So he brings a Ran, that the Ran says, in a place, he says that all the inyanim of Shabbos, noshim are mechuyev ka noshim. In the inyanim of Shabbos, there's no difference between a isha and a isha. So the Nela, we know from this Ran, that a isha is also mechuyev in the Esther, commanded by the Esther of Shvitas Behemah. So the Mefarshim, that the first Yisrael and one who put out the Rabbi Kiveger, says in the parentheses, how did Rabbi Kiveger not overlook? He overlooked that in the end of the parish in the Mishnah is brought in Daf Nun Dalet Omid Beis, yesterday's Daf, it says, Pora is not allowed to grow Beretzua Shebein Tarnel. That's a ribbon in between its horns. That's for Tachshit, that should be Noi, and that's called a Masa. Poroso Shel Reb Lezer Ben Azar Yoitza Yoitza Beretzua Shebein Tarnel Shelo Beretzuin Chachomi. The cow of Reb Lezer Ben Azar went out into the Rishus HaRabim with a ribbon between the horns, and the Chachomim didn't like that because they said that behemoth that's carrying a masa, like a ribbon that's lenoy, is called a masa, and it's over on Shvisas Bamtas. The Gemara says on that Mishnah, how do you say that the cow of Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah went out with a ribbon? He only had one cow. It sounds like the cow of Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah went out. Mashma, he only had one. So the Gemara says he has tens of thousands of cows he had. The Gemara says, "Tomer loisha loyoisa." It wasn't his cow. Loshal shchein toyoisa. It was his neighbor's. There was a woman, a lady, that she was the neighbor of Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah, and her cow walked out with a ribbon by the horns. And because Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah didn't be moche, he didn't tell her not to do it. So the mele it's called al shmo. So it's kilu his aver because it looks like he was approved of it, that the cow should go out with a ribbon between the horns. So we see that Aisha, the neighbor of Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah, she was Aisha. We see that Aisha is Mechuyev in Shvisas Bamta, and that's why there was a Tevia, a time on Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah, that he allowed his neighbor, the lady, to go out with the ribbon between the horns. In the Shnos Elio of the Groh, in the back of the Mishnah, it brought down a Pirush of Mishnah from the Groh. So he has he sums up the Perek, all Perek, which things are also for a behemoth to go out with. And he has six things. One is a masri, to carry a package. Another thing is to wear something that it doesn't watch the behemoth, not enough to watch her. She's stronger than that. Or on the third thing is that if there's something that it watches her too much, that means you could have her wearing a leash or something that could watch her, and you have something stronger than that, that's bigger. So that's also Tosfos in Daf Nun Beis. B'shem Rabbeinu Pora says that the halacha is that in a tirusa yaser, so if it's too much watching, it's also called a masri. That's the third thing that's also. And all these three things are mitam masa. The fourth thing is that there are certain things that behemoth the behemoth would be allowed to wear it. But the Chachomim said that it might fall off, and the person that's walking with it, he might come to carry it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, and it'll be over in Yisr HaTzov. So they asked the behemoth to walk out with it. Hey, the fifth thing is Mari's eyeing, that it looks like he's going to sell it in the shuk. There are certain things when you sell it, but when you're going to sell behemoth in the shuk, the markets, so you put on certain things to the behemoth and it makes it look either nice or it looks like it's ready to be sold. So if the behemoth wears it on Shabbos, not because he wants to sell it, just wearing those things, it might look to people, it's maritime kilo on Shabbos, he's going to sell it, so that's also. And the sixth thing is noi, sama takshit, like for a tzuach ben karnel that we talked about, a ribbon between the horns. So that would be also because it's a noi, it's a takshit. There might be a seventh thing in Daf Nun Dalet Omid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ein az chorim yoytzin bar gola shetachas ha'aliyo shaloyim." That there's sheep that they're not allowed to walk out with the tail of the sheep. It doesn't have a bone in it, so when it walks, it could get hurt from the stones and the rocks on the street. So they put a board, some kind of a wagon underneath, that it should protect the tail of this sheep. So it says in the Mishnah that they're not allowed to walk out with argola shetachas aliyah shalem. So the Rashi says, why? Because it might fall off, and you'll come to carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. But the Rosh brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Tam is mitnei sheoseh charis. Because when the Agola, the Eglo walks in the Rosh Hashanah, the Zchorim walk in the Rosh Hashanah, So when they walk the agola, the wagon that's underneath, that board is making a hole in the Rosh Hashanah and makes a charitz, and that's a told of either boine in the chotzer, or it's a told of choresh. So menela, since it's a Yisra d'oraisa to make it, so when they walk in it, shalom b'chavona, so it's also for the behemoth to walk out with it. That's a new time. That could be a seventh thing. I don't know if it's la'alocha, but for a seventh thing, it's a shaykh. That's another thing the behemoth is not allowed to walk out with. And behemoth it's totally in Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. That lefir Reb Yehuda, dover shenim is kavan is also. So it's like gore rodam mito kisei v'saf. So a person, if he's pulling a bench in the Rishus HaRabim, it makes a line in the Rishus HaRabim, that's a told of choresh. So lefir Reb Yehuda, it's also lefir Reb Shimon is mutar. And this Yerushalmi would seem to mean that it's lefir Reb Shimon, that it's lefir Reb Yehuda, that it's also dover shenim is kavan. In Daf Kufnun Gimel, Amud Beis, in the last parak in Shabbos, we're talking about Mechamer. It says over there, the Mishnah of the parak talks about if somebody was coming into a town right before Shabbos, Mishech Shech Baderech, it was getting dark, and he has a donkey, and he has packages, and he can't continue walking because he is afraid with the packages and the donkey. So what does he do? If there's a goy with him, so he puts the packages on the goy. If there's no goy, so then he can put it onto the chamor, the packages, and then they walk into the city. He's not carrying it. The chamor is carrying it. The Gemara in Kufna and Gimel Amud Beis is, Omar Mar, Einim, Oinochri, Manichoy Alachamor, Valoy Mechamer. But he's being mechamer. That means he's guiding a donkey with packages on it into the city. So it's also brachmon omar leisase kol melocha. You're not allowed to, because it says not to do a melocha. That means a melocha. And Rashi says ato v'em tocha. Together, ezer yistam melocha asui al yidei shneem zui sheitu nobu mechamer. So it's a melocha v'ato v'em tocha, and that's also to do. So how could you allow him to put his packages on the chamor? Omar Avad Barabe Manicha Yolok Shima Leches. While she's walking, he puts it on her. Mimela, there was no Akira. So the Gemara asks, "Vayiav Shodolei Kaima Lashtin Maim Latu Glolim." For sure, the Behem is going to stop on the way. When he stops, it'll be Anocha, and then when it continues walking, it'll be Vika Akira VaAnocha Shima Vika Akira VaAnocha. So it'll be Akira VaAnocha. And Mimela, the Behem is doing something that by a person would be a Malocha. The Gemara answers, "Kshima leches manichei aleh." If they started walking, he puts it on. So memela, there was no akira mitzvah the behema. Kshim oimedes notleimena. Before he stops, so he takes it off. So memela would be called a hotel without akira vanoch, and that's mutar. The Gemara asks, "Yochi afilu chaveiro nami." Let him put it on a yid, and put it on bimtoin his chaver. After he starts walking and take it off before he stops, like Rashi brings from the Gemara and Daf Gimel, that it's no chiyuv chatos, not a melocha. Om Rav Pope, kol shabeguf echayev chatos, the chavir potter avalosa. Whatever, when the person does it, if a person would do this mice, this act, so he would be chayev chatos, it would be called a melocha doraisa. So when his friend does it, the chavir is potter avalosa. Kol shabechavir is potter avalosa. If when his friend does it, his potter of loss, it's only a derabbanan. So chamor is mutal lechatzila. That means if he's mat in his chover, he puts it on it. When he's mahalich, it's not a kira v'anocha, so it's only midarabbanan. So memela is chamor when he does it, it's mutal lechatzila. So it's mutal lechatzila to be towing a chamor without a kira v'anocha, because by a person it's only a derabbanan. So memela, by the chamor, it would be mutar lechatchila to put it on. The Gemara asks because of mechamer. So the Ran here in Shabbos asks, why did the Gemara have to say v'aloi mechamer? The Gemara could have said because of shvisas behemte, even without that saying that the person is guiding it, but the behemah is carrying a package on Shabbos, it's the esef shvisas behemte, and you could say, the Ran says in Avodah Zarah, it could have said because mechamer is a lav and shvisas bemte is ese, but still there's differences that sometimes there's shvisas bemte without mechamer. So The Ram answer is because the love of Mechamer adds on to Shvisas Bemter. Shvisas Bemter is only if it's his own. It belongs to him, so he has the esse of Shvisas Bemter. But if it doesn't belong to him, or even if it belongs to a goy, so there's the love of Mechamer, of guiding a donkey with a package. But there's no esse of Shvisas. So Memela, the Gemara esse of Alei Mechamer, because it includes more than the esse. It's a stronger iser. And the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, there's also such a Gemara of Halo Mechamer. The Gemara talks about that there's a Yisur Darabonon, they were metakin a Yisur Darabonon, not to sell behema gasa, that means a cow. Behema is an animal that's able to work for you, like to plow for you, that you're not allowed to sell to a goy. The Gemara says, why? Zera Mishum Nasyunit, that he might come right before Shabbos to buy it, and he wants to try out the cow if he's going to work for it, or the horse if he's going to work, if he's going to take a matzah. So he'll, right before Shabbos, he'll put on a matzah, and he'll hear the voice of the owner, the one that's selling it, and he'll start walking because of him. There's two mandomim in Shabbos. If Mechamer on Shabbos is Chayv Chatos, like a real melacha, or the halacha is that Mechamer on Shabbos is not Chayv Chatos. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah mentions that he'll be Zera, that he was going to sell to a guy right before Shabbos, and the guy is trying it out, and the behemoth will be walking because he hears the voice, and if you're manig, the behemoth, you guide him with your voice, is also called a Mechamer, and it'll be Chayv Chatos. And Rashi here says, Mechamer lo shaykh le neymar elo bebeima atuno masis. Pomim shenesen elo maso le masoiso, imelechis yofi. Vavle mechamer be Shabbos. Vikilamadu ma pagbasa masoiches Shabbos dechayv chatos. The Gemara asks that if you, the Gemara says that if you would allow him to sell a behema that could work for him, so could be he'll come the day Mechamer, which is called the Chilul Shabbos of Chayv Chatos. So the Ran here asks again, why does the Gemara have to say Mechamer on Chilul Chatos? The Gemara should say Shvisas Behemter, that the Behemah is carrying a package for him before, on Shabbos. So he brings from the Rashbo that Mechamer is even in a Chotzer, and Shvisas Behemter, the Esa Shvisas Behemter is not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. That means like this, that Mechamer is stronger, it's more Chomer, then Shvisas Bemte, if the Gemara would say because of Shvisas Bemte, that would be only clear because he'll be in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and he's not Shovich, he's carrying it, which by a person would be a Melocha. But the Gemara says Mechamer, and Mechamer is also even not in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, even if it's in all his Chotzer, and his own Chotzer is also Chiyuv of Mechamer. And it's a big Chiddush from the Rashba, because if so, what the Gemara says Mechamer is Chayv Chatos, that means if a person carries in the chotzer, it's nothing. But if the behemoth carries in the chotzer, so the person is chayv chatos. It's like Yura, the atziba ba'ara v'giura b'shmei shmaya. The person himself does a melacha, which is usual, the melacha, so he would be potter. In the chotzer, there's no tzor, there's no carrying. But a behemoth that would do it, and he's mechamer after it, so that would be chayv chatos. So it seems that the Rashba learns the Mechamer itself is a sug of Lefi the Mandomar that's Chayv Chatos, I guess, Dafke Lefi this Mandomar. So Mechamer is a sug of a Melocha. If you're guiding a behemoth while it's walking and carrying something, it doesn't have to do with Rishus Rab Mishus Ayochit. The fact that a behemoth is carrying something, that itself would be called a Melocha. Except that the Ran asks on him, he says that it can't be such a Pshat, can't be such a Deen, because he brings our Gemara and Daf Kufnun Gimel. The Gemara says that you put on the culture rough papa, that it says culture begufay chayv chasas b'chaveir potter avoloso. But if b'chaveir potter avoloso, b'chamor muta lachat chile. So if so, b'chotzer, b'chaveiroi is toch potter avoloso, or at least, or it could be it's muta lachat chile, but behemot should for sure be called muta lachat chile. And another kashi is that the Gemara says that he puts it on the behemot without akira v'anocha. That means the Gemara held that when you're chayv by mechamer on a beim, and just if you do the tura of melacha like by a person with akira by melacha, so if so a chotzer is also not the tura of the melacha, it's a place where a person would be potter. That's why the Ram learns a different chat in that Gemara, that it's like milsa de lo shchicha. We won't go into that right now. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Perek Chof starts off like this. Also loisi maso ala behema b'shabos shenema z'man yonuach shor cho v'chamo yucho v'chol behem techo echod shor v'chamo v'echod kol behem chay bo. It says you're not allowed to take out a package on a behema and Shabbos, because it says z'man yonuach shor cho v'chamo yucho v'im hoitzi ala behema afa bishu mitzuve al shvisoso eino loike. If you took out a maser, bam, is the lotion of the Rambam is mashma, that's talking on the person. That the person is not allowed to take out a package on a behema on Shabbos because it says leman yonuach. So it's mashma from the Rambam that we're also talking a filu by mechamer, and on that the Rambam says leman yonuach. We'll soon see why, because the Ramban learns in the Rambam, I'm saying already from before, the Ramban learns in the Rambam, there's two ways to learn in the Rambam. The Ramban learns in the Rambam that there's only a Esef Shvitzas Behema. There's no lav of losas melocha ato v'emcho. We'll read it further. Imoitzi ala behema afal bishu mitzuva al shvitzoso eno loiket. If you tzuvoi bo mitzval esef. If you carried out a person, he's talking about the person, he carried out on the behema a masa, so he's not loiket, what is thereby, because it's only a Iser Esef Shvitzas. That's why the Rambam says that even if you're mechamer to the behema and you had a masa, it's potter. Why? Because it's only a yisur eser. So then the Rambam continues. That it says a lab of ato v'emtcho, if you're doing a melocha together with the behema. So the Rambam says shelo yachrish bo. That pasuk is talking about harisha, the kayotzi b'harisha. Something that's doimet to harisha, and some of them are farshim, or they ask what's called the kayotzi b'harisha. Harisha is a pu'ula that person does together with the behemoth. What else could there be? Could be teichen, it could be other things. So Rambam says that pasuk of loisas kol melocha is talking about harisha. And it comes out that since the pasuk is talking about harisha, so it's a lav. There's a klal that malchus you give only on a lav that's special for malchus. But if that lav also has in it a iser of azoras misas bezin, that because of that lav, a person who's over on this pasuk might come the day misas bezin, the bezin will kill him, a skiller or something. So he doesn't get malchus on that lav. It's a klal. So Mimele here, he wouldn't get Malchus on Mechamer because he's Nitan Lazoras Mises Bezdin. So Behem is this Loshen at the end is Mashma, like what the Magid Mishnah says, that Behem is the Rambam holds also that there's a Lav on Mechamer as well as the Esav Shvitzas Behem. But you don't get Malchus because it's Nitan Lazoras Mises Bezdin. And there's a sugya about that in Mishachshik, where we read the next sugya. But the Rambam started off saying that it's the Iser Eser. That's why he's not loike. So how does he end off saying? The Ramban really learns in the Rambam. He talks about it in the Chidushim and also in the Shiroshim and the Sefer HaMitzvah Shor Shir Dalit. That the Rambam holds that there's only a Esav Shvitzas Behemah. Memela, what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel and in Avodah Zarah Tesvov, Faloi Mechamer, is the davka. You can't ask the Rishonim's kasha because the Rambam holds that mechamer and shvisas beim is the same thing. So memela, you always call it mechamer, and the Rambam holds that it's only a eser. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam what his pshat was, that the Rambam says it's only a eser eser. So yes, the Gemara says in Makos Daf Chof Aleph yesh charish telem mechot chayv shmoin olavin. It could be a person would plow one line in a field, and there's added up eight different kinds of malchus. And the Gemara says that, talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and the Shor V'Chamor, different things that he can do all at once, different loving. And Gemara says he's also over on Mechamer. So you see that Mechamer is a lava that you get on in Malchus. Another kasha there is in Yevamos Daf Vav. Gemara says Belav de Mechamer, that it's talking that a person did a lava, is over on a lava of Mechamer. That means the Gemara is talking about if Eses Bechalois Eses Shesh Bechoris, and talking about Shabbos. The Gemara says over there it's not Dafka Shabbos of Yisro Koris, it could be Shabbos of Yisro Lav. So you see that there is a lav. How could you say, how could the Rambam say that there's no lav, there's only a etz? Then the Ramban himself goes on to say what the difference is really between Choresh and Mechamer. By Choresh, he's plowing, he's doing a melacha together with the behemah, he's guiding the behemah to plow, and Mechamer is guiding the behemah to carry out a package. So why is one called a Choresh and it's Chayv Skila, and one is called Mechamer and it's Chayv only Malchus, and maybe it's Chayv Malchus? What's the difference? So the Ramban says a lesson that by Choresh, he puts the O on top of the behemah, he puts the saddle or whatever on top of the behemah, and he guides it, and the whole walking, the behemah, whatever the behemah is doing while he wants to plow, is because of the person. And the behemah is kikli biyado uman, like a hammer in the hand of a person who's working with it. So the behemah is the kli, is the utensil that he's using to be chorish. That means the person is being chorish, and he's using as a tool to be chorish, just like he needs the plowing sticks, the metals that plow. So also he needs a behemah to guide it. The behemah is like a kli, and the person is really the one who's doing it. But by Mechamer, he says, a behemah ileches lenafsha. She's walking by herself, nobody's guiding her. She's going because she wants to walk. But Ella Sheishlo is Oirerus Me'at Mina Mechamer. That the Balabos, he says something, or he said some voice, or the behemah understands that the person wants her to walk, so she walks. But really, she's walking on her own. Only the person made her walk. So the difference, he says, that Choresh, the person is plowing, and the behemah is the kli. And by Mechamer, the behemah is walking. It's not that the person is carrying the package. The behemah is carrying it, and the behemah wants to carry it. Only the person gave a little awakening, a little isorus, that the behemah should understand that the person wants her to walk. It's interesting that the Shagas Aryeh, he might have not seen the Chidushi Ramban, that the Chidushi Ramban says the Chiluk between Choresh and Mechamer. And the Shoroshim, he only says what Choresh is. He doesn't say the difference between Mechamer and Choresh. But the same lesson that's in the Shoroshim is in the Chidushim, and it says, adds on what the difference is between Mechamer and Choresh. And the Shagas Aryeh says the same lotion on Mechamer, that is Kigazen Biyad HaChoytzev, or any kli that the woman is using, and he says that's Mechamer. Only Mechamer is a Gzeres HaKosev, that it's different than Choresh. Choresh is Skila, and Mechamer is a Gzeres HaKosev, that's not. So then you have to understand the Shagas Aryeh. So how do I know when it's Mechamer and when it's Choresh? If he's plowing, we know it's Choresh. But if he's taking out a package, how do we know it's not the same kind of Isur of Choresh? So that's something you have to think about. But the Rambam, when he said about Shvisas HaBehema, he says, Kayoise Boy. He says, the Melacha of Loisase, called Melacha, Shloyach Choshbo, the Kayoise Becharisha. Maybe he means Teichan, that a Behema there's windmills, and there's windmills that grind, because the behemah is walking around. Maybe that's what he means. But it's mashma the Rambam that there are melochas that a person is doing with a behemah, and you need an extra posik chutz from the regular posik of lamed tes melochas to be megale that there is such a lot. Chazon Ish brings down this Ramban, and he says on it the elosher tshuva so Ramban stuma. And he says it has to be that the plowing, you can't say that it's called a choresh and it's chayv because he's holding the plow, what's called plow shears, plowing, The plasher is in the back because the person is holding it. But if so, it wouldn't be stira for mechamer. It wouldn't be a kasha because mechamer, the person is not holding anything by the behemah, and choresh he is holding. So what's the big deal to say a difference between choresh and mechamer? Only the pshat is because by choresh also it's not because he's holding it, only because he's guiding it and he makes it go straight and he can't go someplace else. So memela, the person is the whole sholeit on how the behemah is walking. So the behemah is only walking for the person. But by mechamer, he's walking on his own, only the person is moir or something. So, and he adds on and says that choresh, he puts on something heavy. It's the kelim are heavy on the behemah, so he feels that that's what the all is, what's weighing him down and making him work. So if so, he says, mikan, if somebody's plowing, uses a machine, a truck, and is using it to plow, even if it goes by itself, but he's guiding it, he makes the guidance where the truck should go, so he's also chayv v'chafas, it's called a choresh, but there's no difference if he uses a behemah or he uses a truck. As long as the person is plowing and is using a kli to be able to plow. There's a Makor Chaim that's from the Nesivis. The Nesivis and the Sefer Makor Chaim on Pesach in the back is printed a few pages about Hilchot Shabbos as well as some other halachos. And there he says, "Nira lahamtzi dover chodesh in Siman Reish Tamach Vov." That if a person would put a package on top of two behemoths, a package of one behemoth by itself, one horse by itself could take it and carry it. But he put it on two behemoths, that would be mutar lechatchila, because the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Nun Gimel we had before, that if it does dover, that by a person would be a derabon and potter of a lozer, so by a behemoth it's mutar lechatchila. So shnaim shaso uah, where it's zeyochel v'zeyochel, that means that any melacha that one person does is chayv, when two people do it, they're potter, as long as each person by itself could have done it by himself. He doesn't need the help of the other person. That's called this one could and that one could. Zeyochel, zeyochel. So there's a ptur of shnaim shasahu as potter. If it's zeyenu yochel, zeyenu yochel, each one needs the other one to help him do the melacha, so they're both chayv. But if it's zeyochel, zeyochel, so it's potter, so memela by behemoth, the package could be carried by two behemoths, by each behemoth by itself, and two behemoths carry it, so that would be mutar l'chatzchila. That's what the Makor Chaim says. He says more, but what's nageh to us right now is this part. Bar Samech says that it can't be, because we learn out all the melachos from the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, they had the agolas, the wagons that were given by the Nesim. And the cheshbon is that each wagon had two cows pulling it. So you see by the melachos of the Mishkan that the cows pulling a package or a wagon is two. So memela, you see that when two cows carry it, it's chayav, just like in the Mishkan, there was such a melacha, such a carrying of two behemoths. Just like he says, just like the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says you learn out Moshe. There's a melacha of Moshe that if there's two wagons, we learn out from the Levim, there was two wagons, one in front of the other, and they used to carry the crushing across the wagon, so it came to the wagon it was supposed to be on. So you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim Ben Ben HaGolos, and your Chayv Dapka was two Levim, because that's how it was in the Mishkan. So every Melachas Moshe of Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Dapka was two people, now it's one person. So memela, it means if he would throw it, it would be potter. Just if he hands it to somebody, that's a sug melacha of two people together, because they're not from the Mishkan. So memela, by them, it's also they're not from the Mishkan, that's if it's two people. Comes Rav Shach, and the Afikayam it's also, but in the Rav Shach it's a little more focused. Rav Shach says that it can't be such a thing like Dor Samech, because if you learn out from the Mishkan, so just like Moshe Tzedakka with two people, so if you learn out from the Mishkan, the wagon, so Tzedakka with two behemoths, so if a behemoth takes one package by itself, it should be potter, because in the Mishkan we didn't find that one behemoth by himself should carry a package. That could be, maybe we could think a little different, because it has to have a svara also. When you're handing something, you always hand it to somebody else, you learn out from the Mishkan. But to say that a package, One behemoth could carry a package, it would be potter, you need dafka too, that's not a svara. Also, the Yeshivas are Makor Chaim is talking by Zeyochel to Zeyochel, and each one could do it by himself. Maybe you can't ask from the Mishkan. The wagons in the Mishkan perhaps were Ze'enu Yochel to Ze'enu Yochel. We might have needed two behemoths. They were a very heavy crushing. Their measurements were enormous. It could be that it wasn't enough that one behemoth should carry it by himself. And you needed Dafka too. Unless you would make a cheshbon and say that how many, there was six wagons. There was four wagons for the crushing. And there was kach v'kach crushing. So Menele, it can't be that one keresh, that one behemoth shouldn't be able to carry, if two together. Rashi says in Parsha Shlach, we read that the Meraglim carried the grapes. And he says a cheshbon that what one person could carry by himself, when two carry, it's three times as much. Three times as much as one person. I mean, two together, it's not that each one carries his amount of package, but they could add on another one, that's like three people. So Menele could be that the Kroshim and the Mishkan, if each one carries by itself, it could be one behemoth would be enough, and you have two. But Lamaita, you needed two, because all the Kroshim were on that Gola. So it's very sure there are some mech that he brings, but only Rav Shach says that we don't learn out from the Mishkan the Melachas that the behemoths do by themselves. Like in the Chamer, that we don't learn out from the Mishkan, just from a person. But a person does this chayv. Then, he says another Svara. He says that it could be that the Chlal, Mechamer would be chayv by two behemoths, even if Zeyochel the Zeyochel. Because, he says, when a person is by himself chayv, when he does it, and then two people do it. So that's called Basoysa. That two people do it together is Potter Shnaim Shasuot. But he says that if the melacha is not because he's chayv, the behemoth is not chayv, the behemoth has nothing to do with mitzvahs. It's only that the person is using the behemoth to carry something. So it's totally on the person. It doesn't matter how many behemoths are doing it, even if it would be 100 behemoths. But the person is using behemoths to be able to carry out something. So it's as if saying the person is carrying al yadeya behemoth, and that's called mechamer. So what's the difference how many behemoths are doing it? This one has to be thought out because the Chura, the Gemara is always mashma, like the Gemara of Akira v'Anocha. Rav Shach wants to even say that it could be if one behemoth would do Akira and one behemoth Anocha, still the person would be chayv because of Mechamer, because the Maisa, the person did Akira v'Anocha, slew behemoths, it doesn't matter how many behemoths. And that it could be that the Ran and Avod Zorah says not like that. When he asks on the Rashba, and he says that you see, it has to be mamish the tour of the Melocha, because it says Akira v'Anocha, it's mashma. It has to be kilu, the behemoth is doing a melacha and the person is chayv. Then there's a stira. This we must ask. There's a stira. The Gemara in Tzachim, that's Tamach Vov. The Gemara is talking about Erev Pesach Shchal Yis V'Shabbos, like it was this year. So they have to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. So everybody brings their Korban and they walk their Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. But they need also a stock and they need the knife to be able to shech. There would be thousands and tens of thousands of Korban Pesach. There was even hundreds of thousands of Gemara says in Ptochit. So each one needed to bring his sakit. So how do they bring it on Shabbos? So Gemara says that the whole Maise, and then they came in the morning, they saw, in the afternoon, they saw the behemoth was, they put the sakit into the wool of the behemoth, or between its horns, and the behemoth walked with the sakit to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Baloi Mechamer. The Gemara asks, Baloi Mechamer. How could you do it? He's Mechamer. He's walking with the behemoth carrying a package for him. The Gemara answers, Mechamer Kilachar Yad. Because Rashi says, it's not the derech of a sheep or a goat to carry a masa, to carry a package. So Melech, if he's carrying it, it's Kilachar Yad. So it's not a real melocha by a person, it's not a melocha by a behemoth. The Gemara asks, there is a Yisur Derabonon on Mechamer Kelachar Yad, and that's a stira to our Gemara and Shabbos, where Rav Papa said that if by a person it's a Derabonon, it's potter of a loser, so by the Heim it's Mutal Chatzchila. How does the Gemara say that Mechamer Kelachar Yad would be a Yisur Derabonon? It should be Mutal Chatzchila. And then the Gemara says that the Mokeh Mitzvah is Mutal, what do you need Mokeh Mitzvah? Likewise, the Tosfos Shabbos, the Bi'ur Halacha brings down in Siman Shin Hei, which talks about Shvisas Behema, about carrying the Bame Behema Yoitza. So in Siman Shin Hei, Dibra Masel Poikik Bezug, so he says from the Tosfos Shabbos, why does the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel say that if there's no nochri, then you can put on the behemoth without akira v'anochri. It should be mutar l'chatchila, even if there is a nochri. Because it's an Isur Durabonan. A Isur Durabonan to do a behemoth without akira v'anochri should be mutar l'chatchila. There's another kasha we could hear that over there in Simon Shin Hei, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotten, and Malafon, and Beis, he talks about the bell that Behemoth would walk out with. It's also mentioned in our Perek Bamei Behemoth that he can't walk out with a bell if it's not stuffed up, that it shouldn't make noise. And the Isur is because, one of the Isurim is one Isur, is because it looks like he's going to sell it, so they put a bell. But it doesn't make noise. It could be, the Gemara, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Isur from Rashi, that the Isur is because he's Mashmiya Kol. What's the Isur of Mashmiya Kol? The person is not being Mashmiya Kol. It's the Behemoth that's walking and making a call. And Mashmiya Kol is the Isur de Rabbonah. And the Isur de Rabbonah should be Mutar Lechatchila by a Behemoth. So if we would say that maybe if it's a special Isur de Rabbonah, a new Isur de Rabbonah, so it's also even by a Behemoth. But if it's a Isur because of a Doraisa de Kamalacha, so then the Rabbonah would be Mutar. But still, it'd be Shver the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mechamer Kalacha Yad is also awesome. So I think we'll leave it as a kasha. We'll leave it as a stira in Sochim and Shabbos. I wasn't able to locate anybody who really talks about it. The Biar Locha that we mentioned has to do a little bit with it, but it's not exactly this point.